This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Yeah. Friday four-pack, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber of Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber of Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber of Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to the four-pack in just a moment. I want to remind you, though, Emergency Kiefer Madness at 11:45.
Yeah, this one's intense.
Because, again, next week is going to be not quite all the normal bells and whistles, and for good reason. Jimmy Fun Telethon Monday and Tuesday. So no Kiefer Madness on Tuesday. We didn't want to sit on this one until Tuesday.
It's too good.
So you'll get it about 15 minutes from now. Stay tuned for it. What do we have in the four-pack today, Billy?
All right, first question. Besides Randy Moss, who is your favorite Minnesota Viking of all time?
I mean, it's got to be Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh,
it's kind of got to be. It's kind of be Wiggy, who is fantastic. He's a Pro Bowl snub multiple years in Minnesota.
I didn't even think about it.
I think that would have to be the one.
Now, I think if you check,
there are more though. It's kind of a cool team.
If you check his Wikipedia, no longer listed as a participant in the Love Boat. That's curiously no longer on the Wikipedia page.
But Fred Smoot was a part of that, and I liked a lot. He was one of the great trash talking corners of all time.
Yep.
They even, like, when he was in college, they talked about, like, the best trash talker on the field. So I liked Fred Smoot.
I don't think a lot of the local patrons were big fans of what Bryant McKinney was doing running around.
No, maybe not.
It's very public.
You know who I liked on the D line was Chris Dolman.
Okay.
Remember him? He was a killer.
Chris Dolman. I like Dolman too. And this is back to like my childhood collecting football cards.
Yes,
I like specifically remember having some Chris Dolman cards.
Yeah.
You know who I liked? I like John Randall.
Oh, John Randall was cool.
John Randall, pretty badass.
He was way ahead of the curve painting the face like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody does it. Every baseball player does it. Every kid does it. But he was like one of the only guys doing that.
Do you like Chris Carter?
Not particularly. Like
All he does is catch touchdowns.
Well, that's what I heard. Yeah. But I recognized him as being great. Like as a kid, it was like Jerry Rice is the GOAT. Chris Carter, Tim Brown are sort of like the next wave down. I always thought Carter was great, but he wasn't like my favorite. The second they got Randy Moss, you're like, holy smokes. Like even the Randall Cunningham team. I liked Randall Cunningham a lot.
Who was their third guy?
Jake Reed.
Thank you. Jake Reed was
he was
on that.
Really good.
Yeah,
too.
He was a good player. Yeah. Yeah.
So they had some fun.
Ontario Smith and the Wizenator? The
Wizenator.
What a great fun. That's an Oregon Duck, I believe.
Randall McDaniel. I don't like a lot of guards, but he had like the tinted shield, I think.
Randall McDaniel, an offensive lineman?
Yeah. He was like a Pro Bowler every single year, I think. Yeah. Hoss of the Week nominee.
Have we mentioned our Hoss of the Week yet?
Oh, I don't think we have. Go ahead.
Our Hoss of the Week, it's up now at Jones and Keefe. Mike Vrabel.
Yep. The birthday boy yesterday.
Happy birthday to the big guy. Big 5-0.
Got into another fight. He was like Jeff Van Gundy at the bottom of that pile.
He's grabbing people out of the pile again in these joint practices.
Congratulations.
Mike Vrabel.
Got a big birthday cake.
Haas of the week. So add that to your wiki page there, Mike. It's pretty illustrious.
Mm-hmm.
But make some room for this on the mantle. What else do we have, Billy?
Who would win an NFL head coach Royal Rumble?
So I don't think it's Vrabel.
Yeah.
I think he would do well. I think it's probably Dan Campbell.
So that's exactly my answer, Dan Campbell.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
I feel like he would be great at it.
Yeah, he's just...
Now, again, Royal Rumble.
Purple nurples at the bottom of the pile and stuff like that. Like, he's going dirty.
I'm not trying to mansplain the Royal Rumble to you, Jones, but you know you have to push somebody over the top rope.
I didn't
Which
know that,
I would
actually.
Suggest.
Is that what you have to do?
Andy Reid would be tough.
Okay.
Andy Reid, you would need like eight guys to get him over the rope.
And, you know.
But every Royal Rumble, they do have one of those guys and they all work together and throw him out.
That's true. You would need teamwork to get Andy Reid out.
I'm happy you brought up Andy Reid because I was going to suggest him. Like, not an easy guy to throw up over the top rope, which I didn't even realize was a stipulation.
No.
Over the top rope and both feet have to hit the ground.
Oh.
Right. So you could have somebody like Mike McDaniel. You could toss him. You think that he's out, but he lands on like the announce table and then he like scurries his way back in.
Yeah, sure.
He'd be decent because he'd be like hiding. You'd overlook Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
He'd be a tiny little guy. You could just hide over the turnbuckle and you're like, I don't know.
Well,
where he is.
And you probably just wait. You probably wait, right? He's not a real priority early.
No, right.
You tucker yourself out a little bit.
Yes.
And now
Brian
he's
Daboll,
an animal backed into a corner.
Daboll kind of Haas. You need multiple guys to eliminate Daboll.
Daboll is a hustle. So how do you think Vrabel would do?
I think like top
five
or six.
Yeah, five or six.
Like D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, great one.
Probably one of a more recent player, so he would handle himself well.
How do you think Mayo would have done?
Fine.
Yeah
good. Like kind of like Ryans. I think he would have been pretty good. There are some twerps that would not do great, I would think. Like my guy Ben Johnson, I don't think is kicking ass in the Royal Rumble.
Liam Cohen, I don't like his chances.
What about Jim Harbaugh? A bit of a wild card.
Jim Harbaugh?
Jim. I would say even more so than John.
How old is he?
He's old. Crafty?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tomlin?
Grabbed by the khakis.
Tomlin looks like he's in great shape.
Tomlin is in good shape. Yeah, I think Tomlin would do better. I think Tomlin would do better than Harbaugh, yeah.
All right. That's some interesting ones.
Pete Carroll? Gotta be careful throwing him over.
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
Breaking hips, yeah.
He'd set that one out. You can send someone else.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so our answer
final answer, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah,
Dan Campbell. All right, and Andy Reid, sneaky tough to get out
tough
of there.
Tough guy, yeah.
Okay.
He's entered number 30. Everybody else already exhausted. He might win that. Okay. He might win it.
What else, Billy?
What is your ideal birthday cake?
Carrot.
We already answered this.
Carrot. Ice cream.
Carrot.
Ice cream. So do you like it with all like chocolate, vanilla, everything in there?
Yeah. With like the gel lettering on, like write my name in and like the gel lettering with like the frosting and the little, what do you call it? Like the little crispy things on the edge? Like a Carvel ice cream cake, 1,000%.
Do you eat it with a fork or a spoon?
Both.
What do you mean both? I mean, one in one hand and one in the other?
No, I'm just saying either or is what I meant to say.
A spork.
You could give me either one and I would eat it either
way. But eating ice cream
with a little cake.
Yeah. Eating ice cream with a fork is psychotic
behavior.
You're
not eating ice cream, you're eating an ice cream cake.
But it's basically just frozen ice cream.
Look, Keith, the speed at which you eat stuff is like you don't have to worry about it melting at all.
I don't think I got a brain freeze.
Well, that's definitely in play.
I got a nice moist cake.
So out of all the cakes,
carrot number one.
I like carrot cake,
and I don't even think it's close.
I think there's a good five cakes before you get to carrot.
I like cookie cake. Now that's cheating. It's just cookies, but so is yours. Yours is just ice cream. But it's worse because it's like,
form.
But like
yours is just carrots.
But isn't there like frosting on there? Well, it's not just carrots. It's also loads of sugar.
Yeah.
But like the ice cream cake has like frozen frosting on it, which makes it taste worse.
It makes it taste great.
I like a cold frosting, not a frozen frosting.
I'll do it. You'll let it. You'll let the frosting.
Leave it out of the freezer for a little bit.
Exactly.
Now suddenly, now the ice cream melts.
Where's coffee cake come in on this? Coffee cake.
Oh, I love a coffee cake.
Me too.
That's a good one. That'd be two. This was almost the top five Friday. So yeah, this coffee cake, fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good. Bill, what's your number one?
Me and Nick kind of fell on the same page here. A nice yellow cake, chocolate frosting.
Got it.
Simple.
Best
delicious.
Of both worlds.
Yeah, I like that. You look like a bundt cake.
Bundt cake.
Well, actually, when they dropped off those bundt, what were those?
Mini buns.
Yeah, what was that place called? That place was phenomenal.
Anything bundt cakes?
Yes.
Like that?
Anything bundt cakes.
Yeah,
they did not last long with the four of us.
No,
David Hamilton,
did not
allowed to go there.
An upside down cake? A Bundt cake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of good cakes.
Trying to think
out
of
there.
Other like grandma cakes that like Greg would like.
Icebox cake.
Fruit cake.
What was that?
An icebox cake.
An icebox cake.
Layer of graham cracker, layer of vanilla pudding, layer of graham cracker, layer of chocolate pudding, crushed graham cracker on top.
That sounds good.
All right. I'll try that.
What did you just say?
Fruit cake.
Oh, yeah. Fruit cake.
It's gross.
That's like seasonal.
Yeah, it is. It's always ranked at the bottom of all December Christmas things.
Like if, like if in theory we were going to tier off cakes, which I feel like is highly
inevitable.
Highly in play.
I would say inevitable.
Fruitcake would be low.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be low on the list. What else?
All right, finally, what music album have you listened to the most? No playlists or mixes, just front to back album.
So
not like song.
Right. It's going to skew, I would imagine, older. I mean, I guess you could listen to a full album on Spotify. I don't tend to do that.
You can do whatever you want.
You can,
you
but
can
I'm
do
saying
whatever you want.
I'm saying I would imagine this for most people would skew older. I'm pretty sure Junior High Jones gave this a lot of spins. It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, DMX. A lot of spins.
Little Jones
on
just,
It's Dark and Hell Is
wow.
Hot. Yeah.
Just no skips.
Barking at his dismay.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going
That'll
on.
That'll get
there.
The people going.
Oh, my God.
That's
yeah,
real
me,
good.
Got me going. Basketball bus, probably even into like high school, as my warm up music.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Well, so I could do the layup line and then go sit in the bench. It would get me hype. Yeah.
That would get you fired up.
Yeah.
It's tough. Limp Bizkit, maybe? Like $3 bill, y'all.
Okay, what do you mean maybe? This is what.
Well,
this,
I don't know. I didn't
one.
Keep track of this.
Well, me either.
But that's my guess. Korn, Follow the Leader.
Yeah, that I assumed that was going
to
be.
Probably play those back to back. Feel like a 3-disc CD changer. If you had something like that, you could just put them both on there.
Nice.
And you go one through whatever, and then it would just jump to the next one. Also, Dude Ranch by Blink-182. I would say is definitely one that got a ton of spins.
Great one.
Yeah.
Billy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on It's Dark as Hell Is Hot. College Dropout, Kanye's first one.
Oh, good one. Yep.
Get Rich or Die Trying, that's another one.
Another
oh, my
one.
God, yeah.
What was
so there's a lot.
What do you think is the last album?
I bought? Like the last CD I bought or
no,
something
no,
like that?
No, meaning like most recent that you would listen to frequently.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm pretty much stuck in a time warp of 1998 to 2003.
Yeah.
So the most recent one, probably Lana Del Rey, Born to Die.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I don't even know what year that was, but that was probably 2012, something like that. Nick, what about you?
Iowa, Slipknot.
Oh!
Was it got a lot of hits?
Good one!
Hybrid Theory and Meteora both got a lot of hits.
Yeah, Hybrid. I listened to a lot of Hybrid Theory, that's true.
Yeah, those were both
played
what?
American Idiot a lot.
I was definitely in high school.
Oh,
102? I don't know what year that came out. American Idiot, sure. Yeah, Dookie got some spins on tape.
Ooh, System of a Down.
I don't know why I own that on tape, but I own that on tape.
Toxicity?
Yep, good one.
That one was really good. Their first album was good, too, but the second one I probably played more. But yeah, they were all right in a row there. Yeah, now it's tough. I don't know how many people even do that, like you said. Because I think, not to go back to Taylor Swift, but that seems like one person that the fans listen to every single song, and it's not like just like the heaters.
Yeah, like the last album... I will download like her albums on
I guess,
Spotify.
Like, whatever Eminem. Oh no, you know what? Whatever Eminem's last album was, I remember
last
getting
one
that.
Listening to
it all the way through.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, it's fine. It was good. It was nothing amazing.
I try. Most people put it like 9 singles now, and then it's like one extra song on the album.
Right.
Like the new Linkin Park one, they released like every song as a single. They're like 3 extra songs.
That one was okay. The song that they started that they like promoted was the best one far and away because it sounded kind of like their old stuff.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, it was controversial, though.
Okay. So let's send those in. Maybe there are more suggestions on Twitch and the text line as well, 617-779-7937.
We're getting some cannoli cake love on the...
Cannoli cake?
Cannoli cake.
I'll tell you, I love cannoli. I've never had cannoli cake.
Red velvet cake? I'm not really a fan.
Overrated. Doesn't make it bad.
No.
But see, red velvet and carrot cake, it's kind of the same cream cheese-based frosting.
Oh.
Well, it can be.
So wait, yeah, I should have asked you this. You're down on carrot cake over there?
No, I'm up on carrot cake.
Oh, you're up on it. Okay.
No,
so you're up on red velvet.
I'm up on both.
But
and I think it's probably because of the cream cheese frosting.
You're saying it's inconsistent of Keith.
No, I like carrots.
I think red velvet is, again, not bad. It's just overrated.
This guy sucks.
Guy loves carrots. People like terrible eyes.
People like, that's a great point. That's a great point.
It doesn't make sense.
You only eat the carrot cake. That's why. You don't even have carrots. It's just the cake. Yes?
This guy said he saw System of a Down in a Catholic school gymnasium. That must have brought the house down.
Oh, it's like when did Jonathan Davis go to a talent show one time and he did it like a school auditorium.
Did he really like bring his bagpipes?
No, I don't. I think they actually played blind.
Oh, that's fantastic. Pretty good.
Noah Kahan live at Fenway would not get many spins from me.
No,
not to speak down to Vermont.
I would pass on that.
That would not get a lot of spins. Okay, 617-779-7937. Keep sending in those suggestions.
Keith, I love you, brother, but carrot cake is a virgin answer. I have two kids. I'll let you know.
And your face.
Yeah.
We'll get to an emergency key from Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keef, I think it is. Rich Keef.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keef?
Where is he?
Where's Keef?
Where is Keef?
Hey, Keef, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keef is a nice guy.
Keef's a nice guy. Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
The 44-year-old sits on the hood, or not showing the most graphic parts of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
A Delaware County woman is facing multiple charges after she is seen defecating on a car hood.
All right, this is a emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
We don't put the stamp on these all the time.
No, because I don't want to miss this one. I don't want to be late to this one. It was a finalist for madness yesterday, but we went with a local flair, UFOs in Massachusetts. UFO, well, in the sky, really. Yeah. But Taunton, they had boots on the ground in Taunton. They saw something for 5 minutes. And it was a UFO.
It's the Bridgewater Triangle. Anything goes. Yeah.
This is a creature story unlike one I have ever seen.
Oh?
We go to Fort Collins, Colorado, the home of Colorado State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rivals to soon-to-pee-his-pants Christian Arkin.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
A blood feud between Colorado State Rams and the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yes.
So let's find out what's going on out there.
Yeah, I've noticed these rabbits more than once while walking my dog, and it turns out I'm not alone.
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Rabbits seem harmless, right? Cute, adorable little rabbits.
They multiply quickly.
They do.
Yeah.
They're known for that, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nothing strange here. Not yet.
No, not yet.
So I reached out to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It seems rabbits enjoy living in Fort Collins just as much as people.
All right, let's not put over Fort Collins. That's a weird thing to sort of start with, I guess, but all right, they love Fort Collins.
Yeah, it's really
bunnies, people alike.
Very opinion-based. We haven't interviewed any rabbits that I've heard yet, but okay.
It seems rabbits enjoy living in Fort Collins just as much as people. They're often spotted hopping through neighborhoods looking for grub, but some southeast Fort...
Okay. Looking for grub? They're just like us! Just hopping around looking for grub.
Waiting in line at a Taco Bell.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But some southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth.
Now, we'll paint the picture for you, but if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, Terp, you can pop up these pictures anytime you want. There are Take a look at that, Jones. That is a bunny rabbit.
What am I even looking at?
Look at the face.
Yeah, but what is that?
It's like tentacles coming out of the bunny rabbit's face. Those look like little tentacles from like a squid.
Yeah.
Emerging from the head and neck and face area. It's unbelievable.
I also saw this photo posted on Reddit, also spotted in Fort Collins.
Like a scabby-ish looking kind of growth over a face.
Looks like it was black quills or black toothpicks sticking out all around his mouth.
That's a poor description.
It does not look like black toothpicks at all. Yeah. It looks like little tentacles. It looks like something from one of the many zombie movies or shows that I've seen. When they always do the thing now where they're like, oh, the zombie takes over, or an alien even. When aliens take over a body,
yeah,
they start to do it to animals first. And you're like, oh, now, oh, look at the dog's a zombie, or the dog is like infested by something. That bunny, and there's a bunch of them out there in Colorado, hopping around, enjoying their time out there. And it looks like, and it's just like in their face.
And it's just there?
Well, yeah, as far as I know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just it's in Fort
not
Collins,
good.
Colorado.
Yeah, look out.
Susan Mansfield said she saw a different bunny with tentacles in her yard in recent years.
He had the same black stuff on him, and I thought he would die off.
She's really fixated on the black part of it. Yeah. I'm more worried about like the tentacle-looking part
of
it.
We don't see color.
Right.
And so, yeah. Okay.
As the last text points out, these bunnies are turning into Cthulhu. You seen that, like, the Cthulhu monster?
No.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Thank
Cthulhu.
You. I'm not a pronunciation guy, Nick. I appreciate that.
I read Benicula when I was
Look at
a child.
This one, Jones. Look at that one.
That's not even a face.
That's horrifying. You can't even see. His whole face is covered up.
Yeah, that looks like the ooze from Severance or whatever that stuff is. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like some of the guys that Captain Jack Sparrow would be hanging out with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. A little bit. Yeah, I can see that. That bunny doesn't even have a face.
No,
it's like a beard.
Completely.
It's like a Duck covered. Dynasty bunny.
Yeah. That's
what that is.
Completely covered.
Yeah.
Black stuff on him. And I thought he would die off during the winter, but he didn't. He came back a second year and it grew.
Some?
Yes, I have.
Feel bad for our tiny neighbors.
If they have, you know, something that, you know, we can help them with.
Colorado.
Yeah, can you go out there and rub cream on them? If there's something we can help them with, yeah, could you? Could you get out there, help these little guys, chisel that stuff off their face?
This is a good point by the Twitch chat. Now, is this a sexually transmitted disease? Because
it looks like
because
it.
Rabbits will
from
sleep.
What I've heard,
rabbits will sleep with anyone. Is what the Twitch chat says.
And often,
yeah, I don't know. They certainly don't practice abstinence. I don't know if they practice.
What's the opposite of that?
The safest of sex. I'm not sure that's what they do. So this would spread.
Yeah.
Rapidly in this community.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, good point.
They have, you know, something that, you know, we can help them with.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms this is a virus that's not contagious to other animals like people's dogs, but they say leave this wildlife alone like you would with any of the neighborhood bunnies.
Okay, I guess we got to take your word for it.
You're telling me
it looks horrifying.
There's a dead bunny in the yard, and your dog goes and snacks down on it. It's not going to do anything to the dog. Yeah. I'm not buying that.
It's like it's got tentacles coming out of its face.
Yeah,
but
that's
fine. Just a regular bunny. Oh, that's like a rash. It's like a bad rash. Like, that looks a lot worse than that.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife wasn't available for an interview today, but they did talk to me over the phone. They said these growths are kind of like benign cancer cells or like warts that just keep growing. They said they don't harm the rabbits unless they grow on sensitive areas like the eyes or mouth, which...
Or
penis.
The rabbit penis.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then it's bad news for that rabbit.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's frowned upon by the other rabbits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could, of course, impact eating. In Fort Collins, Amanda Gilbert, 9 News.
I mean, great reporting.
Looks like it is.
Yeah.
It looks like they can't even see some of them.
Some of them, it's just like a helmet, like a mask covered with
tentacles. Don't tell me that's not an issue for
them.
It
did not look like black toothpicks. I don't know what that lady was saying.
Yeah, no.
The two or three that we saw looked nothing like that.
Text line said it looked like leeches. That's not a bad...
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It just looked like leeches everywhere.
It does. Yeah. It is. It's sort of like when, I'm telling you, in these movies when like an alien takes over a body and they're trying to figure it out. Good Lord. All right. So Pizza Train in the chat is saying they think this might be how the jackalope legend got started. Of course, one of the great cryptids
Based
out of Wyoming. But yeah, could that makes sense.
Well, when you sent it, it's like Bunny has horns in the headline. I was like, oh, we have a jackalope story.
Yeah, then you see it's really more tentacles than it is horns.
Yeah, I wouldn't refer to that as a horn.
There's some gross.
Some horny bunnies, but not, yeah. But not a
and
horn.
Apparently they're fine. It's like there's no way they're fine. They're
not fine. Terrible. I mean, at best, they're getting mocked by the others in the rabbit community.
don't worry, it goes away.
And at worst, it's actually
it's gonna go away.
Go to the Minute Clinic. Yeah. That'll go away real quick.
It's not contagious. Like, yeah, it doesn't look contagious at all. How come everybody in the town has it now?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't worry about it.
Go into the clinic. Maybe raise some awareness in the rabbit community about STDs. That would be a good thing to do. Okay. Well, that is the emergency Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up 617-779-7937. We have the week in review less than 1 hour from now at 12:45. Let's get back to the Patriots. Not a good day yesterday. Our takes from a day ago did not age well when it came to the Patriots. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.